So, you have an original movie for me?
Oh, no, actually,
I'm just kidding. So you have a live-action or incredibly lifelike CGI remake of an animated classic from the 90s that did really well for us so we could cash in on nostalgia for me?
Oh, you got me, sir. I was thinking we could do Mulan.
Amazing. Now, we've been getting a lot of criticism that our remakes are just straight-up remakes, so we're gonna mix things up at least a little bit here.
You know it, sir. I was thinking we could take the animated movie and remove all the, you know, fun stuff.
Oh, that is different.
Yeah, just take all the joy out of it, see how that feels.
Very cool. So no more Mushu the Talking Dragon, I guess.
Yeah, no, we're gonna want this to be a whole lot more realistic. So no more talking animals, no more breaking out into song.
Nice.
Just grounded, realistic stuff, like people that defy gravity and a witch that turns into a bird.
What?
Yeah, and she has bird talons when she's in human form, and she can turn into people and 1,000 bats. And there's a CGI phoenix that shows up from time to time.
Kind of a lot of wacky, fantastical elements there.
Yeah, but all the characters are gonna be somber, so it's mature.
I guess that makes sense. So tell me about Mulan.
Oh, well, at the beginning of the movie, we're gonna see her as a child, and she's basically superhuman.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she has the ability to channel her chi, so she's borderline magic.
She's had these powers since she was born?
She sure has, sir. So she's straight up, she's Anakin, you know? She's Rey, she's Neo, she's freaking Maybelline.
Oh, being born with it is tight.
Yeah.
So in this version, she's not gonna grow into a warrior through cunning and hard work and perseverance?
No, sir, she's just the chosen one.
And what message do you think that's gonna be sending to kids?
I don't know, sir, but what I do know is that this is a superhero movie now.
Oh, those make us money, so please keep going.
So anyway, when she grows up, she has to hide all her special Jedi powers because of tradition.
Oh, bummer.
But then these bad guys, they're taking over China, so you know, that's not good.
And who are these bad guys?
Well, there's this bad guy, Bori Khan, who wants to kill the Emperor because he killed his father. And then there's that witch lady who just wants to fit in.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, she's incredibly powerful and can probably take on China by herself. But Bori Khan is like, when I'm in charge, you'll fit in. So she's like, okay. Cool.
So he's nice to her?
Not particularly, no. He's actually pretty mean with her, compares her to a dog.
Oh, very disrespectful.
And let me tell you, these bad guys, they have a flair for the dramatic. Like, they line up in straight lines before battle for the most dramatic entrances possible.
Very sassy.
Yeah, and they spend a ton of time on their makeup. They're basically violent theater students.
Wow.
Anyway, so the Emperor wants a man from every household to go fight the bad guys, but Mulan's dad, he's old and injured, so he's probably gonna die.
That's not good.
And so Mulan is gonna secretly go in his place and pretend to be his son.
Are we gonna have like a super intense and emotional montage like in the animated version where she puts on her father's armor?
Not really, no. She's just gonna kinda go.
Oh, okay.
So then she's gonna go into training and meet some other soldiers.
Are they gonna have fun personalities like in the animation?
No, cause that would be fun.
Right, my bad.
And so this commander guy, he's really pushing everybody in training, cause if they don't live up to his expectations, they get sent home.
So wouldn't Mulan's father just have been sent home if he had gone?
Oh my god.
Anyway, so what else happens?
Okay, well, so Mulan is trying to hide the fact that she's a Jedi and a woman, right?
Right.
And the commander, he makes them do this test where they have to walk up a mountain with buckets of water.
Oh, and does she figure out, like, a smart way to do that, like the pole thing in the animated movie?
No, at a certain point, she just does it because she doesn't want to hide her superpowers anymore.
So just straight up brute strength because of the powers she was born with?
Yeah.
I guess that's character growth.
It might be. So anyway, later, they end up in battle.
Very exciting.
And somehow, Mulan ends up lost.
What?
Yeah, like, she chases some people and then she's lost somehow. Anyway, then she encounters the witch.
Oh, and how does that go?
Well, the witch is like, you need to stop lying about being a woman. And then Mulan is very inspired, so she heads back into battle with flowy hair and no armor.
Yeah, she should probably wear some armor though.
Yeah, well, she's not gonna because she learned the art of the dramatic entrance now.
Fair enough.
And then she's gonna see that the bad guys are like launching explosives at the good guys.
Oh no, those blow up.
Yeah, so before they can fire another shot, she gets on a horse, she picks up a bunch of helmets, she travels across the battlefield behind enemy lines up the mountain, then sets up the helmet so they think there's more than one soldier there.
But how long does it take them to reload?
Oh yeah, that's kind of a lot of stuff, huh? Maybe she teleports because of her chi.
Oh yeah, okay, sure.
Anyway, so then she tricks them into causing an avalanche and then gets kicked out of the army for being a woman.
Oh dang it.
And then the witch tells Mulan that there's another attack that's gonna happen. So Mulan goes back and tells the army and they're like, okay, you lead the men now.
Well, kind of a complete 180 on that one.
Pretty much, yeah. And then later the witch is gonna tell Mulan that the Emperor's been taken and he's gonna be killed.
Okay, so is the witch just verbally leading Mulan to every single plot point in this thing?
She is, yeah.
Oh, a very guidey witch.
Yeah, and then Bori Khan shoots an arrow at Mulan and the witch sacrifices herself in bird form.
Oh, sounds like maybe she should have turned herself into 1,000 bats on that one.
Maybe. And so anyway, then Mulan has a pretty emotional moment with the witch as she's dying.
Why doesn't the bad guy, like, you know, shoot another arrow.
Because there's an emotional scene happening.
Oh, that's super considerate.
And then Mulan's gonna have to go head-to-head with Bori-Kan to save the Emperor.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough to beat a badass like him.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she's pretty much been a superhero this whole time. She uses her superpowers to make him fall off a thing, and then she jumps in the air and kicks an arrow into his heart.
Oh my god.
And then everybody's super happy for her because she's embodied all the Jedi by kicking a sharpened projectile into a man's chest.
Very nice. And so, yeah, that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. No, it doesn't sound fun. Not gonna be super fun, no.
But, you know, it sounds like it could have cool visuals.
Oh, definitely. This thing was made for the big screen.
Hi, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Hope you liked it. Don't know why I said that all on the same note. If you did like the video, please share and like. That helps out a lot. And let me know in the comment section what movies you want to see pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new one. See you guys on the next video. Bye-bye.